This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Bloomington aldermen voted to change the solid waste fee structure and the frequency of some pickups. They also received a presentation on the budget and approved a one-year moratorium on gaming machines. GLT's Ryan Denham is in the studio with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner.
Bloomington and Normal mayors join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Mayor Renner, thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas.
Thanks, Ryan. Great to be here, as usual.
Alderman chose an option that raises fees on two of the garbage cart sizes and reduces the frequency of bulk waste pickup. Is the discussion of solid waste after years of this finally going to be finished for a little while?
I certainly hope so. It certainly is. We now have, in a sense, a balanced enterprise fund and a means for it to increase in the future. And let me say, this was an enterprise fund as of 2011. It has never been anywhere near breaking even. We had millions of dollars in deficits, and we did close some of that gap about 4 years ago, but now we're really there. I really was stunned for a few minutes right after last night's city council meeting, but we did it and we're moving forward. And I think overall, this will be a reasonable compromise. Is it what any one individual wanted? No. But that's part of what the legislative process is all about and policymaking generally.
So there's a $4 increase for 95 and 65-gallon carts, no increase for the 35-gallon carts.
And if I could point out on that,
sure.
One of the good things about that is that helps to help encourage people to further recycle. If you don't want to pay anything, you can downsize your cart for free. So get rid of that 95-gallon or that 65-gallon cart and go down to a 35-gallon cart, frankly, which is what I have. And I, like this morning, when I put out my trash, it was barely full. And my recycle was, I had to stuff it down, So essentially, if you don't want to pay anything more, you have that option. Just recycle more.
Let's continue this discussion on the budget. You heard from interim city manager Steve Rasmussen on the budget last night. Fee increases and service cutbacks will help erase a third of the deficit that we've been talking about here today. How confident are you that the council will walk out of meetings next month with a budget in hand and that aldermen will actually have forward momentum on this thing?
I think I'm very confident. Now, if you'd have asked me this last week, I might have said I'm fairly confident, but I'm definitely very confident now, because one of the toughest decisions was the decision on solid waste. And once we've got that $1.1 million piece out of it, it was the largest single piece. And the difficulty is that we're always looking for economies of scale, and we're always looking for trying ways to save money. But we had well over 100 employees more back in 2009 with a smaller population, and we were delivering the same services. So we've cut, and by that I mean full-time equivalent employees. So, and that's usually the best measure. So we're down well over 100 employees, and it's harder to find big cuts anymore. And that's one of the things that the budget task force that I put together in the summer of 2015 found. There were lots of suggestions that they had. I thought that that was actually a great success. And it was a success in not because we found a golden goose, but because a lot of the things that people were talking about either weren't going to save us money or weren't going to save us anywhere near what you had thought. For example, privatizing the golf courses. We can argue whether or not it was a good idea to build two extra golf courses. That's immaterial right now. We've got three of them. And with those golf courses, even if we were to privatize them, we're still on the hook for capital expenditures. And so it does us really no good. So essentially, we do still have, in the future, we'll have budgetary challenges. But when we vote on this, and I believe actually we will be voting on this in April, probably the first meeting in April, rather than in March. We do the March meeting, we're still looking to have more of a deep dive budget workshop on a Saturday, and that doodle poll is not producing what we, a magical date for us yet.
Do you think ultimately the city can extract more money, more revenue out of those machines, either through ultimately a licensing fee?
Every other metro city in Illinois has a fee on top of the percentage that is quite that the state taxes. And so Normal is $200. That's on the low side. Many are $500, $1,000 per machine. And the thing that you can be sure of is Nobody will take their machines out because the profit on that is, the profit margin is really unlike anything I had ever seen.
Mayor Renner, thanks for your time again on GLT's Sound Ideas.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Take care.
I'm Ryan Denham.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal answer questions on Sound Ideas following regular Monday evening at council meetings. You'll hear from Normal Mayor Chris Koos during Sound Ideas next Tuesday. Thanks for choosing 89.1 FM, GLT, and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.